Nesiva Shalom, Parshat Lech Lecha. We're in the first piece on page Samech Bet. Lech Lecha. Vayomer Hashem al Avram. Hashem says to Avram, Lech Lecha mi'artzecha u'molaretzecha u'mitavicha ela aretz asher echa. Ereka. Leave your land and your birthplace and the house of your father to the land that I will show you. Itaba Midrash. The Midrash says, Amar Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says, Shtei pa'amim ketiv lech lecha. There are twice by Avram Avinu where it says, lech lecha. Go to yourself, go for yourself. So many different explanations of this incredibly powerful term. The words lech lecha, the first words spoken in Chumash to the first Jew. So much to unpack there. I mean, just even take that with you through the weekend into Shabbos. That's why there's so much ink that's been poured on these two words. The first words spoken to the first Jew in Chumash. Incredible concept and so much to unpack there, and that's why there's so much said about it. So Rabbi Levi says, Shtei pa'amim ketiv lech lecha. It says lech lecha twice by Avraham Avinu. Ve'ein anu yodim eze chaviva im hashnia im arishona. And we don't know which one was more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which lech lecha that Avraham fulfilled was more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The second one or the first one? Mima dichtiv el eretz hamoriah havei hashnia chaviva min arishona. That it says lech lecha al eretz hamoriah, when God says go to eretz hamoriah, when he sends him to Akedat Yitzchak, it would seem that the second one is the more beloved of the two. The Hainu, what does this mean, says the Nesivo Shalom? The mistapek bein shnei hanisyonot shenemru belashon lech lecha eze gadol v'chaviv yoter. That what really is trying to be teased out here is which of the two nisyonot, which of the two of Avraham's tests that are given over in the term of lech lecha, which one is more beloved? Which one is more greater to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Which is more beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Im anisayon shel lech lecha mi'artzecha u'molaretzecha mi'beit avicha, is it this lech lecha of leaving his homeland and simply going and stopping wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to stop in Eretz Canaan, eventually Eretz Yisrael, u'mi'beit avicha, o anisayon akeda, or is it Akedas Yitzchak? Which one is greater? V'lech ora, says the Nesivo Shalom. But it would seem, tamua, it's a crazy question. It's a crazy question. Tamua biyoter, echav sharlid motam bechla, how can you even compare the two? Haloni sayona akidah hu lemala mikol asaga. Akedat Yitzchak is the greatest test there ever was. Leave your house. Most of you are like, that's not even a test. I asked to leave my house. Right? That's what most of you are saying. So how is that even a test? The other one is, kill your firstborn son who's going to lead the Jewish people into the future. Is that really a comparison? Are we really even asking the question? V'yoter kasha, even more difficult. Eitzel adam milim sor nafshmo atzmo, uvimyuchad al pima dita besvar makadoshim, amar katuv, kachnat bincha tichitka asher ahavta titzchak, shebeota sha shamar lo akadosh baruch hu, asher ahavta nitlavsha, kol midata ava sheyishna baolam, be'avato sheyitzchak. Even more so we understand that when he said, it wasn't even to give his own life. He was told, take your son, your et bincha, et yichitcha, your unique son, asher ahavta, who you love, et Yitzchak. That when he said who you love, that it says that Avraham Avinu was overwhelmed by all the love in the world that he had for Yitzchak. And then he says, go and shecht him. Go and sacrifice him. Go and kill him. How could you even begin to compare a test like that? So we can't even begin to understand, to comprehend the greatness of such a test. How can we even have any uncertainty? Which one's more beloved? Odish lavin. We also have to understand that which it says. Omro lech lecha. Go for you. And even though here in our parasha, Rashi defines lech lecha. Go lecha. So again, many, many different explanations of what lecha means here, lech lecha. But Rashi understands it as lech lecha, meaning go for yourself. Go for your good. Go for you, meaning it'll be ultimately good for you. You're going to get riches. You're going to start a nation. You're going to have all of these great things come your way if you just go. Harib Marakatuv lech lecha Eretz Moriah, when he says go to Eretz Moriah, what's the hana'ah there? What's the tov there? Go for your benefit to kill your son? How do you understand Rashi's explanation of the word lecha in that context? Where's the hana'ah? Where's the tova in that context? Harib Amar Katuv lecha Eretz Moriah ein shayach pirush said that this pirush of Rashi doesn't make any sense there. So how do we understand Rashi here saying lech lecha means go for you, for your ultimate good? How do we apply that perush to lech lecha, go for yourself, to go and take Yitzchak to Akedas Yitzchak? Odish la'avim, you also have to understand. Dinei matzinu b'Torah, gimel pa'amim, diber Hashem al Avraham b'lashon halicha. That there are three times where the Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Avraham in the lashon of halicha. Lech lecha is one of them. Lech lecha mi'artzecha u'miladetcha mi'tavicha. Leave your house, go, lecha. Lech, halicha. He also says, Hitalech lifanai v'hayitamim. Walk before me and be perfect. Be simple and be perfect. And also, v'lech lecha l'aretz Moriah, to go to Akedas Yitzchak, by the Akedah. V'yish lavina mashmuta said, what are these three halichot? What are these three go out to me? Go and walk. Lech lecha. Hitalech lifanai. What are these three levels of halicha? We feel the questions? We understand the questions? Good? What? No, we're done for the day. We'll pick up next week. Yes, we're going to go forward. What? The last question is that it says halicha three times. Lech. Lech lecha. Here in our parsha. Lech lecha by the Akedah. And it also says, hitalech lefanai, walk before me and be complete. What are these three commands of lech? What's the difference between each one of these commands to go and walk? Okay? Says this, Yivot Shalom. Three lines from the bottom. Just for you, Daniel. Only because you asked. Or else we would have stopped. Okay? V'yesh lahavin. Yesh lahavin ha'inyan. The nebuva v'yesod ha'avodah. It says in the Sefer, Yesod ha'avodah from Slanim, v'shem ha'ari ha'kadosh, in the name of the Arizal ha'kadosh. De'eno domeh adam le'adam, miyom bri'at adam v'hala. He brings this down from the Arizal in many different pieces. It's a critical concept. That the Arizal says, "Eino dome adam la adam miyom briat adam vahala." That no two people resemble each other. There are no two people who are alike from the day of the creation of the world until today, and forever that will always be the case. Ve'in adam echad yachol l'taken masha'al chaviro l'taken, and nobody can fix in the world that which you are here to fix. Every single person is unique from Adam Harishon until now. Every single person is unique. Danielle, you are here, and if you are here, you have something to fix in this world that no one else can fix. There's no one else like you, and no one else can fix what you're here to fix. Ayelet, if you're here, there's no one else like you here, and there is no one who can fix what you're here to fix. It's true. You gave her a smile, but it's true. I'm telling you, guaranteed. And you also, Meira? So fine. Even Izzy, right? So if Izzy's here, that means that there was never anyone like Izzy. There never really like anyone like Izzy, and no one can do what you're here to do. No one can do what you're here to do. That's it. You too. Don't look up from behind her. You too. It's all by all of us. It's by all of us. Every single person who's here, no two people are alike. And everyone is here for a purpose. We all have something that we are here uniquely to fix in this world, and no one can do that which we're here to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't create anything unnecessarily. There is nothing superfluous in creation. There's nothing unnecessary in creation. Every single person is unique. Every single person is here to fix something, and only I can fix that thing. Only you can fix what you're here to fix. Only you can do what you're here to do. The Hainu, top of the next column. Shelechol Adam, Yesh et Yehudo. Each one of us has our purpose. Each one of us has our own unique destiny. V'tafkido, we have our own thing that we're here to do. V'tafkido oto alav l'taken b'chayav. That's what we're here to fix in our lifetime. Uvichlal gze, gam ha'inyan ha'miyuchad avuro yarad le'olam etakno k'yadua. And this is why we were put here, is to fix that thing. Our whole life. If I'm still alive, it means I still have what to do. There's still work for me to do. There's still something to accomplish that only I can accomplish. It's an incredible concept to internalize. Especially in a generation where we have such low self-esteem. Where so many of us think that we aren't worthwhile. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really care about us. That I'm really not so great. On the one hand, there's tremendous ego in this generation, but there's always been ego. But in so many cases, particularly in this generation that we live in, oftentimes that ego is simply masking the fact that a person doesn't feel like they're worth anything at all. And it's something to hold very close. If you are here, if you believe in God, if you believe that God exists, and you are here for a reason. And you have a responsibility to get up and to get over that sense of lack of self-worth. I don't mean that in a negative way, meaning kilu, whether that is from speaking to a friend, speaking to a psychologist, whatever you need in order to get past that. I'm not saying it's something to just get up and walk away from, but there's a responsibility to get through that by whatever means necessary. And part of being able to do that is knowing if you are here, you are here for a reason. And if you say, no, but it's fine, like, listen, how much can I really do? Somebody else will pick up the slack. No, nobody else can do it. It simply will go undone. If you're here, you need to be doing that thing. For the sake of all of us. For the sake of all of us, Abby, you need to get it done. Because if you don't, we can't. We can't move on. Because that thing isn't fixed in the world. If you exist, there never was anybody like you, there never will be anybody like you, and no one can do what you're here to do. It's an incredibly empowering, but also zemechayev. It puts upon us a responsibility of what it means to be living in this world. What it means to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu put me in this world, and how unique and special I truly am. You also. But I'm talking about you. I'm kidding. All of us, right? How unique and special all of us are. If I exist, I'm unique and I'm special in that way. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, fourth line. Ma'amid lechol achad et kol hanisibot v'atznaim sheyuchal al yadam letaken et asher mitafkido letaken. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every single person their circumstances and the conditions that they need to do what they need to do. And think about how many times you've said before, yeah, okay, fine, I wasn't as successful in Shana Aleph. I wasn't as successful in Shana Bet. I wasn't as successful in college. I wasn't as successful in my job. But my circumstances. I was born into this family. I was born into this religiosity. I was born with these handicaps, meaning these emotional handicaps, these psychological handicaps. I was born with these limitations. How am I supposed to accomplish? To say that is to deny Hashkacha. It's to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To look at somebody else and say, if only I was as smart as her. If only I was as pretty as her. I ask myself that all the time. If only I was as pretty as her. If only I was as thoughtful as her. If only I was as strong as her. If only I was as athletic as her. Whatever the thing is. If only I had that, then I would have been successful. But how am I supposed to compare? The answer is no. That denies the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you exactly what you need to do exactly what you need to do. And if you had what she had, it would only confuse you because you don't need it. And if you didn't have the exact circumstances that you have, in terms of parnasah, physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, if you didn't have that, you couldn't do it. And if you had more than that, you'd be thrown off. You have exactly what you need to do, exactly what you need to do. No, there's no if only. If only you were her, so yes, you'd have to do what she needed to do, but you're not her, and you don't have what she has because you need to do something else. Yeah.
We do have if onlys, though, because the if onlys help us. Like, work on our mitos and work on our shafa.
Then I wouldn't say it as if only. There's a concept of like kinasofrim, of a positive aspect of being jealous in a way that's not destructive. Meaning when I see you know a person's tremendous their sense of calm, they're able to just go with the flow, right? And how much calmer they are when they're like that. And how much more sleep they're able to get when they live like that. Halavai. Right? When a person is like that. I don't say, if only I had that. It's like, I want to work on myself because I wanted to develop my midos. But to say, why don't I have as much money as she has? Why don't I have as great of a job as she has? Why didn't God gift me? Again, intelligence is a gift. Why didn't God give me the intelligence that he gifted her? I would also learn 8 hours in the Beis Medrash during Shana Bet if I had her intelligence. The answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to be learning what she's learning for those 8 hours. You also should be learning 8 hours. Maybe a different sefer to develop a different attribute in a different way for a different purpose. Maybe she was meant to give the drasha, the Shabbos at the Shabbaton, but you were meant to, what you're learning in the Beit Medrash, that you were meant to have it in order to teach students year after year after year when you go become a teacher. Who knows that's why you need to learn something else in order to do that. That's an if only that's negative. You can't change your intelligence. You can work harder. You can, yeah?
Play devil's advocate. Can someone say, like, oh, so if Hashem gave me everything I need, then why do I have to work on that meetup?
No, he gave you everything you need to work on your midot. Yichab, what I'm saying, meaning midot aren't the issue. The issue is meaning the circumstances of my life, the family I was born into, the affluence I was born into, the capacities that I have. I don't want. If I see somebody who doesn't have, you know, who doesn't have the negative mida of kaas, I could say I wish I didn't have it. But like, no, then no, a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me the opportunity to overcome the mida of kaas and didn't give that person the opportunity to overcome the mida of kaas, and that's what I'm going to get schar from all about. And that's what I'm here to do. So if I didn't have it, I'd be purposeless. I'd be him. I don't want to be him. I shouldn't want to be him. I need to do what I'm here to do. He doesn't have kaas. Why? Because that's not his avoda. And I don't want his avoda. I shouldn't want his avoda. If he doesn't have to work on kaas, I don't know what he's got to work on. That's a whole different level of what he's got to work on. That must be really challenging. I at least know exactly what I'm here to do. I'm here to work on kaas. I'm here to work on anava. I'm here to work on kilu. That's a separate issue. But to say, I'm just not as strong, but I just don't have the capacity, but I just don't have those complaints. I don't have the surrounding capacities to do that. That's no, HaKadosh Baruch gives you exactly what you need.
Hashem gives you self-awareness to know that you have that thing to work on.
Sure, that's what helps you. Right, but I'm saying, but not to complain about if I only had other things, I'd be able to work on my kaas.
Right.
That's the issue. No, you have exactly what you need to work on your kaas. Is there another hand? Oh, there's another hand. Okay, so that's the idea. That's the idea. And that's what he's saying here. Again, we have exactly what we need to fulfill what we're supposed to do in this world. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in after the period, or the full stop. Kol tznai ha-chaim. It's only 1 year later, but I still got your back. Kol ha-tznaim ha-chaim. Kol tznai ha-chaim shel ha-adam b'gashmiut v'ruchaniut. All of the situations, the circumstances of life that every single person has, whether physically or spiritually, hatovim v'harim, the good attributes and the good circumstances that we have, or the negative attributes and the negative circumstances that we have, kulam nitnu lo kifi hashayach l'tikun olamo. Everything was given to us exactly what we need to fix my own internal world. I have exactly what I need to be broken, and I have exactly the tools to fix it. They match up perfectly. I have exactly what I need to be broken to have what to fix, to have a goal that I need to fix, to accomplish what I need to accomplish, and I have exactly the tools in my toolbox to fix that. If those 6 tools are in my toolbox, I need every single one of them, and I don't need a single extra one. Can you imagine? Ezu ashira sameach b'chalko. Can you imagine how much happier it would be in life? He who is happy is the person who is the person who is happy with their lot in life, because they understand that I have exactly what a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me. Why would I need anything else? Why am I fighting for anything else? I have exactly what a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs me to have to do what I need to do. Shirak al yidei tnaim elu, that only through these things, yachol lehagia liyudo, only through those things can I fulfill my purpose. And without these things, I wouldn't be able to fill my purpose. I have exactly what I need. And since each and every single one of us has a unique destiny, has a unique goal that we're each uniquely required to fulfill, that's why the circumstances of our lives are all different. That's why they have to be different. Lezech hayav kalim, ulishni chayim kashim yoter. Some of us have seemingly easy lives. No one has an easy life. Some of us have seemingly easy lives. And some of us have seemingly harder lives. We all have exactly what we need in order to fulfill that which we need to fulfill. That's how it goes. Why did I get the Shana Bet where I had to be here at the year of Corona? Because that's what you, the 16 of you, need in order for your religious development to be complete. If only I would have been here last year. Well, first of all, yeah, then we would have gotten out by in time. But if only I would have been here last year. If only I would have been here next year. The answer is no. You are here this year, right now, under these circumstances. Because only in those circumstances can the 16 of you fulfill what you need to do in this world.
It's all different.
What?
It's all different.
And within that, there are 16 unique identities. But Dafka, you 16, despite the fact that you're unique, and on top of that, you're all unique. Like, just to internalize that. If only. There's no if onlys. If only. If only I wouldn't have come 2 weeks late. No, you were supposed to come 2 weeks late. Couldn't tell you that at the time. I wanted to tell you that at the time, but you couldn't hear it at the time. I wanted to tell you that at the time. Oh, that's the only way you could have gotten the most out of your is if Dafka you came 2 weeks late. It's that's the necessary reality. That's how you needed to come in Shana Bet. That's how you're going to need to go into Bezrat Hashem in September of next year. Lo Aleinu in January of this year. That's how you're going to need to go into college. It's the same idea. Those are going to be the circumstances. I need to have lived through teaching from a box for a year. Why? I don't know yet. Maybe just to be able to laugh at myself a little bit more and not take myself so seriously. Because I'm sitting my whole life in a box the entire year. I have a choice of the lave box or the Tiferet box. No, that's my whole world right now. Those are my choices. Right? And it's humbling and it's ridiculous. Try, on many levels, is irrelevant to you, but that's sort of the point, right? Try leading a hakafa on Simchas Torah from inside of a box in the middle of a room of Shana Aleph guys who aren't even sure why they're dancing in the first place. And you're just sitting there going like, this is what the world needs right now. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking me to find the avoda in this moment. And only I can find the avoda in this moment. And only I can make the speech that I made in that box, in that silly circle of spaced out Shana Aleph guys. Yeah. And so too by the other six Rebbeim who did the same thing. And the seven the night before. The circumstances of my life, that's what they are. I had to pivot in my job. Yeah, you had to pivot in your job. That's the only way you could have been successful. I had to rethink what major I'm going to take. I had to rethink where and when I'm going to college. I had to rethink where, when, and if I'm going to make Aliyah. So many people now are making Aliyah just so they can visit Israel. There I know many people, some of whom I know closely. I know many people who are making Aliyah right now. They're declaring Aliyah, and they're giving up all of their benefits. When you make Aliyah, you get significant benefits, but you can only use them for a limited amount of time. They're giving up their benefits. They just want to be Israeli citizens because Israeli citizens can always get on a plane and come back. And that's how they're going to get back to Israel, even just to visit. They're becoming Israeli citizens. To have a kesher with Eretz Yisrael. Look what it brought in a person. These are the time of a person's life. These are the circumstances of a person's life. If only. There's no if onlys. There's no if onlys. I have exactly what I need to do exactly what I need to do. Exactly what I need. If only. If only the Iriyah would finally let my kids have late stay again, which evidently no longer even has anything to do with Corona. They're just being ridiculous. I could spend more time in Shana Aleph, guys. So if I can't do that and I gotta go, so I'm gonna pack them in to the hour until I have to leave to go pick up my kid. No, if only. And you know what? Honestly, they're much, much more meaningful meetings because they have to be 20 minutes long and they have to be packed instead of just dragging on 40 minutes when I'm not sleeping and I try to... Those meetings are brutal. I sometimes fall asleep in the meetings. It's like my lull of the day and then they get drawn out. Now it's like, no. During lunch, 20 minutes at a time, go. That's why I do that here. That's one of the reasons for the 20-minute dinner meetings, right? It's like to keep them pumping. Let's get to the point. Let's get to the heart of the matter. Let's talk about it and let's move on to the next thing. Because like I can't just sit and schmooze. I'll literally just... My energy will drop. It's not a you thing. It's not you, it's me. tell that to every Shana Aleph guy. But I'm saying like that. But every single circumstance that we have, to say I have exactly what I need. I have exactly what I need. And that's it. Baruch Hashem. I mean, I don't know if you're technically allowed to go out or not. But I saw a whole bunch of girls from Tiferet walking around outside when I was scooting over. Okay, so your seminary says you can still walk around. Not clear that that's legal. But your seminary says that you can still walk around. not clear to me. But I'm saying like, okay, so Baruch Hashem, that's the what they told you can do. Because you guys need to be able to walk around. Good. That's your Tnei Chaim. Your Tnei Chaim, the circumstances of your life. To just think about that, to take that in. The end of your Shana Aleph, the summer you just had, the Shana Bet that you're having, the college experience you're going to have, the jobs you're going to go into, the marriages you're going to be into. If only I would have had a better husband. Hopefully nobody ever says such a thing. Me. But just ever says such a thing. If only I wouldn't have had said. If only my kid would do a little bit better in school. If only my kid wouldn't be so challenged. Wouldn't have to have such behavioral difficulties. That is about my kids. I'm saying like. To ask the if only, no, this is your life. This is the life that you have. And everything you have is exactly what you need to do, what you need to do, and what you need to do for those people. Everything, every tanya chayim that you have. If only I would have been born from. Hate to break it to you. If you would have been born from, it would seem that you would have had no chance religiously in your lifetime. Think about that for a second. If you would have been born in a firmer home, evidently you would not be here right now. And you would not be on the chart of religious growth that you are on right now. If only. No if onlys. You just got to do the best to overcome the challenges that we have. Because that's what we are here to do. That's what we're here to do. That's it. And I have no more and no less than I need. No more and no less than I need. If we're shalem with that... Life, we see every minute of life is a gift. Every minute of life is a gift. Aye, but some of them are challenging. Of course they are, because we're here to accomplish. And those are challenges, are gifts from God for me to overcome. That's exactly why I'm here. And when I meet that challenge and I ask myself, but can I really overcome it? If only, no. I have exactly what I need to overcome it. You are being told, the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you, not that if, not I'm going to give you tests and hopefully you'll overcome. I'm going to give you tests, but before I give you any test, before I give you any challenge, I've already given you the toolbox with the tools to be able to overcome it. If we really internalize that, every moment of life is a challenge I can overcome. Is a challenge I can succeed in. Really, how can I make the most of my Shana Bet like she is? The question's wrong. You were never expected to. But God does absolutely expect you to make the most of your Shana Bet as only you can. And any of that you give up, that you'll be held accountable for. Any of what you didn't accomplish that she accomplished, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never even thinking about that in the first place. Hold yourself up to the highest standard of you. Never to anybody else. You will always be held to your highest standard. That's the challenge and the gift of life. To know that and to know that you have the capacity to achieve it. That God gave it to you already. Let's take it forward. Uvoven klali, first line is hare. Around halfway through, a little more than halfway through the paragraph. Hare gam kefia nir'eh le'inayim, ish lechol adam et yichudo, that even when you look at a person, on a deep level, we understand this. We see that the way of a person's life, you can't compare one person's path of life to another person's path of life. Our paths are totally different. Right? And after my Shana Bet, I had to ask myself the question, am I going to really cut off all of my friendships that are girls? You should not be asking that question. That would be weird. Keep your female friendships. Meaning the life paths that we have and the questions that we're asking in our Shana Bets should be absolutely different. So it's funny because that's a clear contrast. When I say that, you're like, well, obviously, that's a stupid thing to say. I'm not cutting off from my friends who are girls. Then I'd have to talk to boys again. I'm not doing that until I'm dating for marriage, obviously. Right? But on the flip side, right? As funny as that is, when you're looking at the person next to you who you're rooming with, it's just as funny to ask that question about something she's doing in her Shana Bet. Think about that. It's just as ridiculous as me saying, you also should get rid of all of your friends who are girls. Is to say, well, but my roommate's doing X, Y, and Z. But my chavrusa's doing X, Y, and Z. And I'm saying, if you see they're doing something that you want to emulate, they're doing something that you want to aspire to, say, I also want to achieve that greatness. But to say why, but to presume that you have the same path as the person next to you, that's obscene. That's not how life works. That's not what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's because each one of us has our own unique goal. Our own unique purpose. With all of the things that are necessary, all of the prerequisites that are necessary in order to fulfill it. Right, back when I was doing that, what did I do? How did I succeed in doing that after Shana Bet? I called up Verizon, and I changed my phone number. It was the simplest way. Then when I came back to the States, nobody could reach me. And back then there was no WhatsApp, and there was no caller ID. We just had the simple little phones.
So I called all your friends.
They couldn't reach me, I couldn't reach them. That was it.
So no.
I appreciate that, and it was. But beside the point, but I'm saying meaning that was my reality. But today you couldn't even do that between WhatsApp groups and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. I don't know, but you know all of the crazy things that are out there, right? Meaning you can't disappear anymore. Like there's no such thing. And again, my point in that was if anybody really cares, they'll find me and then we'll talk it out. And yes, my 3, 4, 5 closest friends did track me down, and we did have to talk it out. And some of them are better than others. But the idea there was like again, that was my circumstances of my life. I was able to do it that way. I can't even suggest to Shana Aleph guy to do that. What happens? What happens to his Tor WhatsApp groups? What happens to his Facebook? I'm not saying that these are even good things to have, you know, Facebook and Instagram, all these things. But I'm saying, in this world, that method doesn't even work. It's a different life. It's a different path. You can't just do that. You can't just disappear anymore. The digital world doesn't allow you to do that. Everybody has their own path. Everybody has their own way. Everybody has to find their own way to do what they need to do in their life according to their understanding of their Avodas Hashem. Everybody's totally unique. Don't cut off from your girlfriends. Don't do it. Stay close. It's good for you. I feel confident saying that. If anybody comes, can you tell them to take it up with me? You should keep your friends who are girls. All of you. Not all of you listening, necessarily. But all of you here should keep your friends who are girls. Tov. Ve'af ha-matzavim ha-kashim b'chayei ha-adam. That's right. The love in this room. The love in this room. Is somewhere underneath the surface. I'm just listen. That energy was very specific. Maybe you should end it the end of January. And the circumstances, even the difficult circumstances in the life of a person, they're all means to an end that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you to get you to that place. When I hit a challenge in life, that's a bridge that I need to cross. That's bringing me to the exact destination that I need to get to. When I hit a challenge in life, it's a bridge to get me from point A to point B. And just like on a bridge, there are no multiple options. You just go across to the other side. That challenge is a bridge that's meant to directly get me to the other side. And I can cross it, because if I'm at that bridge, and I'm at that bridge, I have the tools by which to cross it. She'ein ra yored min hashemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as ra coming down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'akol hu l'tovat ha'adam. Every challenge we have in life is ultimately for our good, even if we can't see it in the moment. Even if we don't feel it in the moment. Nobody's looking at Corona and going, this is awesome. And if you are, speak to someone. No one's going, this is awesome. But on the other hand, to say no, this even though this is not good, the process that I'm going through is for the good. It's bringing me to a good destination that only this can get me to. As it relates to me, as I am, where I am, in the state of life that I am, in terms of the repercussions for me. What country you're in depends on how it's impacting you. What institution you're in depends on how it impacts you. What your family's life depends on how it's interacting you. Each one of us exactly as we need. Even though it's ra. But to be able to dig deep and say that it's bringing me l'tova, that it's forcing out of me something that needs to be achieved. It's forcing out of me something that needs to be overcome. It's forcing me to get somewhere that I couldn't have gotten without it. And that's why Corona was going to happen. But I could have lived a generation before or a generation after. But if you're here sitting in this room right now, in this stage of life, in this situation, in this generation, it's because this was meant to be part of your process. To bring you to a better end. To bring you to your sense of self. And you can hate it, and you should hate it. But at the same time, harness it. And recognize that it's there to bring you to a destination that you never could have achieved otherwise. Yes, that we all have to do. We all have to do that. Each one in our own way. So this we can achieve our goal in this world. So keep going, maybe we'll get to Avram. Uvim Yuchad. uvim yuchad, especially, shayach inyan ze beinanim ruchaniim. This is especially true in spiritual matters. Inyanei tiviyut utchunot hanefesh, and we've already talked about this, so we won't harp on it so much. But all in terms of our nature, in terms of our internal capacities, like we talked about, how spiritual a person is, what the intellectual capacity of a person, all of these different types of things. Each one of us have our own natural capacities, have our own natural inclinations. I'm more drawn to chesed. I'm more drawn to kaas. I'm more drawn to ego. I'm more drawn to smile and have simcha in my life. I'm more drawn to sadness. I'm more drawn to depression. I'm more drawn towards fun. I'm more drawn towards reflection. Each one of us have our natural inclinations on a spiritual, psychological, emotional level that a Kadosh Baruch Hu builds into us. We're hardwired that way. There are those of us who are born with greater good midas, good midos. And those of us who are born with more bad midas. Whether it be anger or desire or ego or whatever it is. Shar hamidot ha-ra'ot. Top of the next page. Turn the page around. Any of the negative midos. Hakol hu kedei sheyuchal letaken et mashu tzarich letaken v'yimalei yudo b'olamo. I was given that. I was given that negative midah. That's a gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm giving you this negative midah and I'm giving you the tools to overcome it, and you are here to overcome that. The Svarim talk about, the Tzaddikim talk about, that when you know that you have a negative midah, you know you're struggling with kas, you're struggling with anger. It's a neon sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, this is why you're here, it's a gift. Why am I your God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why am I in this world? The answer is, you already know, you're here to fix that. It's a gift to know that. That's what you're here to fix. Is it hard? Of course it's hard. Life is hard. Life is supposed to be hard. Adam la'amal ulad. We were born into this world in order to work. We're here to work. Lefum tzara agra, according to the effort you put into this world. That's what your next world will look like. These are Mishnayot, these are Chazal, these are Tanaim. This world is meant to work. This world is meant for challenge. And so, yes, maybe I was given more midot ra'ot than the next person, but that means that's my challenge that I meant to fight my life to overcome, and that I can overcome if I know that that's my challenge. If I have it, it means I can overcome it. V'lo rak ha'tchunot ha'tovot b'vi'ot oto al yudo. And it's not just my good midot that bring me to my destination. And that's also true. If you're a person, if you're a Baal HaChesed, if that's part of who you are, then part of what you're here to do is to fix the world through your acts of chesed. If you're a person who's sensitive to others and understands them, then yes, part of what you're meant to do here is to talk to others and help them, and help them work through their challenges. If you have the capacity to share Torah, then you're here to teach. All of those things are true, and that's part of what you're here in the world to do and to fix. But the negative things, you're here to overcome. That's why you're here. Even the negative capacities, even the negative midot, shall yidei shemitgaber aleihem, that by overcoming them, umishaber midotav, and by breaking midotav ra'ot, by breaking our negative midot, by identifying them, owning up to them, understanding that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me, I can overcome it, and then working my life to break those negative midot, then we can come to our ultimate goal, our destination, our destiny that we were brought here, that we were put in this world to do. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. V'zeu gam ken inyanim shel, this next paragraph. V'zeu gam ken inyanim shel kol nisyonot ha'chayim ha'ovrim al ha'adam. This is also, we can understand through this, this is what all of the tests of a person's life are about. And we all go through tests. Each one of us at our own level. Lo aleinu, we all go through on some level, some of the above. We all go through tragedy. We all go through pain. We all go through sickness. We all go through psychological challenge. We all go through emotional difficulties. Some of those have to do, lo aleinu, which shouldn't happen for us, it shouldn't be. But it has to be that something, somewhere what I just said has to be true of all of us, if not everything, if not some of. Because we have tests in life. And if anything thinks that you don't have tests, again, all you have to do is just look outside at the world that you can't walk around in. Right? The whole world is going through a test on a global scale. Kal vachomer, the individual challenges that come along with that. And even before that, I mean, listen, you guys were Shana Aleph last year. I sat with a lot of you. You all have individual challenges too, long before Corona came around. We all go through challenges in life. We're all put through tests. This is the true of all of the tests of life that we all go through. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu at different times puts us through the most difficult tests. He puts us through tests. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu bringing them to us. To the point where, and think of how many of us in this room, how many of us listening to this shiur, how many of us, the people that we know, that we come to tests in life that are so hard, where we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we challenge God's guiding of the world. How could you have brought such a difficult test to me? There's no way I can overcome this. Why would you do this to me? With all due respect, we've all been there. On different levels. On different objective levels of challenge. But on the same subjective level of challenge. On the same personal level of challenge. We have all been there. Where we've asked the question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you doing this to me? I can't possibly overcome this. But the truth is, shekol nisyonot ha'chaim ha'ovrim al ish yudi, that all of the challenges of life that a Jew goes through, hari kulam heim lehana'atcha v'letovatcha, every single one of them is for your ultimate good, is for your benefit. Shemovilim oto la'sig tachlito, that are bringing me to reach my destination. That only through overcoming that challenge I get to that goal. Imagine being able to understand that. And it's so hard to hear that in the moment. And I'm not denying that. But to at least intellectually understand and try to bring it into life. That when we're in those moments where we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand why you're doing this to me. I don't understand how you possibly can expect me to get through this. The answer is yes, He did bring it. He does expect you to get through this. And yes, deep down, hold somewhere deep in your heart. Hold it tight. Hang on to it for dear life. I can't see it in this moment, but I know that I will look back and understand that ultimately this was to bring me to ultimate good. To objective good. To objective growth. To objective success. And no, I can't see it right now. And it's so hard for me to even believe it right now. But to hold on to the fact, whatever we're going through right now, whatever we've been through in the past, whatever we will go through in the future, it's all for the good. It's all for the good. That's the nature of life. That's the nature of difficulty. That's the nature of the tests of life. And we all go through it. And it's not bad to think that. It's incorrect. But it's not bad to think that. But the goal is to overcome that, to have the fortitude of what it means to be a Jew and to say, God's in control and He is still doing this. And if He is doing this and bringing this to my life, it is ultimately for the good. My Rebbe, the way that Rebbe Rav Amos talks about it, is the distinction between reason and purpose. That so often, the way that we're brought up, the way that we're trained, we ask ourselves for the reason. Something negative happens in our lives. Lo aleinu, somebody gets sick. Lo aleinu, somebody gets hurt. Lo aleinu, somebody has a breakdown. Lo aleinu, somebody has a certain challenge. Lo aleinu, somebody loses a job. Whatever the thing is. And we sit there and we go, why? What did I do? What did I do? Why do I deserve this? And that he says there's meaning in asking that question. But not to the exclusion of, what's the purpose? I may not have even done anything. I may not have even done anything. It could be that this challenge is coming my way simply because this will get me to where I need to go. That when I'm in a moment of challenge to ask, what's the purpose? Where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to end up by the end of this? Where is this meant to bring me to? How am I meant to grow through this? Again, the easy, the low-hanging fruit here is corona, but like, meaning in that sense of like, each one of us, it's happening on a global scale, but it's impacting each one of us differently. To ask myself, by living through this tkufa, by living through this period, and living through it in the situation that I'm in, living through it as an 18, 19, 20-year-old girl in seminary, living through it as a 34 or 35-year-old guy who's teaching in yeshiva and seminary. Actually, it's all the same. They're just years at this point, right? A 34, 35-year-old guy who's teaching in yeshiva and seminary and has a home with a family of five in Ramat Beit Shemesh. We all have to ask ourselves, each one of us in our own place. Also, why? But for what purpose? Where is this meant to bring us to as a global community? Where is this meant to bring us to as a global Jewish community? Where is this meant to bring us to as a Ramat Beit Shemesh community? As a Tiferet community? As a Nachal Nachshon community? Where is it meant to bring me to as a family? Where is it meant to bring me to as a person? I can tell, I try to live like this. I definitely do not always succeed. And in the last 8 months, I definitely have had moments of complete failure. But I can also say in the last 8 months, I could say with complete confidence, with knowing this, having learned this piece before. I clearly remember learning this piece many times. I love this piece. In a different way. Each year it comes out differently. But it resonates differently. But I can tell you with complete certainty and complete confidence, holding this piece in the Sefer Shalom with me over the last 8 months, even if I don't succeed in all the ways I was supposed to, I can tell you for a fact, I am not coming out of this the way I came in. I am not, and not just because of the way it impacted me, but because of the way I took advantage of it. When I saw it push me in ways that broke me, and I said, okay, then I was meant to break this part of myself. And other ways that I still don't understand how to overcome. Again, I'm not putting myself on a pedestal. I'm well aware of the challenges within Corona itself, where I'm still failing and still have no idea how to overcome them. But I also am very aware of the things which I have overcome and have changed that will change me forever long after this ends. Bezrat Hashem Shalom Muslacha. Bekarov, that's what I was looking for. Bekarov. Meaning, those will stay with me forever. Forever. Don't just be a passive. Don't let it passively impact you. Actively harness this moment in time. If it's so hard, and it is, then the potential for growth there is tremendous. And we can do that. And, personally, if it's impacting your Shana Bet, harness it. Overcome it. And become a stronger Jew than you would have before. And yes, there's a world beyond Corona. And if you're fighting with your family, or you're dealing with personal issues, or you're dealing with boyfriend issues, or whatever it is that you may be dealing with in Shana Bet, that you've been dealing with regardless of Corona. In a quote-unquote normal year. Yes, those are also there. Say to yourself, for what purpose? Where is this supposed to take me to? Don't just sit in the whys. Right, that's the classic idea. It's such a beautiful idea. That in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, Lama is the same word as, you said this in earlier year, as Lima. Don't just ask Lama, don't just ask why. Ask Lima, for what? Where is this meant to take me?
Before you said that, I was literally writing that in my notebook.
You said that earlier this year, right?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful concept. It's a beautiful concept. And Torah, it's the same, meaning both are important, but they're two sides of the same coin, and we always have to ask both. We always have to ask both. Let's keep going.
Ukidugma hadamru chazal, like chazal say, Hecha demi bal tshuva gamor.
I'm getting to this next week in Yoma when I finish it up. I was like, why don't I recognize this? Because I'm 10 years behind.
Hechi demi bal tshuva gamor. Who is a bal tshuva gamor? Beoto perek uveoto makom voto isha.
It uses the example of lo alinu, somebody who fails in the realm of arayot, in the realm of immorality. It says, who's a true Baal Tshuva, a full Baal Tshuva, who comes back to that same situation, the same time, the same place, the same woman. And then at that time, he says no. That time he overcomes the same challenge. Whatever that challenge is, meaning that's giving an example, but whatever the challenge is for you, whatever the challenge is for me, when I come back to that same exact space, and I overcome, that's a Baal Tshuva Gamor.
L'chora harehu az b'nisayon kashem.
Honestly, in that moment, you're in an even deeper test.
It's that it's the exact same person, the exact same place, the exact same time, the exact same test. Even though, meaning, that guy, when he ended up on that street corner with that woman, it didn't go well last time. He's already failed. Why would he not fail a second time? That's the point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him, impossibly, to the exact same circumstances. And says, yeah, because you can overcome. And I'm giving you the chance to succeed where you previously failed. Because you can. Because if you want to, you will. Because by coming to that same moment and then succeeding, I'm able to then fix that which I broke and become a true Baal Tshuva. Every test that comes my way is coming from a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every test I can succeed. Who had a hand up?
I haven't.
Yeah.
But you answered it.
Great. I didn't. He did. Fantastic. So that gives us 7 minutes to get back to our parsha.
Answer questions.
I don't bring that back to both questions, but we'll at least get to something. I don't know if we'll get to all of them. We'll see what he says. We'll see how far we can get. He says, "Vizeh pirush lech lecha." We're now back to lech lecha. With that background, now we can understand on so much of a deeper level. Lech lecha. Vizehu pirush lech lecha me'artzecha umelatzecha umvitavicha. This is what it means when it says to Avram to leave your homeland and to leave your birthplace and to leave your father's household. Lech lecha. Go to you. Mazel lecha. What's one level of this lecha? Go to you. Go for you. Hainu el yeudecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the first Jew, and therefore to every Jew for all time, go to you, go to your destination. This Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Torah Kedoshah, is screaming out to all 17 of us in this room. Each, it's the same words, but it means something different to everyone in this room. Go to you. Abby, you go to you. Ariella, you go to you. Tova, you go, we're still over here with Tova. Tova's got to go to her. Wherever she is, she's where she needs to be, because she's going to her. Go to you, Eliana, go to you. Tess, go to you. Everyone, Robbie, go to you. He's telling that was to me. Wasn't it? Yeah? Everybody, go to you. That's what he's saying. It's the same words, but it means something totally different for every single one of us. It's the first words to the first Jew, and it's the clarion call to Jews for all history. The job in our life is, of a Jew is, go to you. Go to your destination. El tikun nishmatcha, go to the tikun that only you can make, that your neshama needs to make. What you need to fix in this world. This is the main goal of a Jew. It's a crazy thing what he says. Haperusha reilo takanta et haikar. Et shaya tafkitka letakin shezeh haya yudcha ba'olam. Right, you understand? Let's explain. What he's saying here is, it's crazy what he just says. And he says it in a few pieces, and it's still, every time I read it, I can't believe the Nesivot Shalom is saying this. He says that even a person goes, and he does Torah and mitzvot his whole life. A Jew does, successfully does, Torah and mitzvot, and tefillah, their whole life. And they go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after 120. And he says, all right, time to figure out what your chelek in Olam Haba is, what you got. And he says, well, I learned, and I did mitzvot, and I davened my whole life. Why are we even talking about this? Where's my mansion? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what mansion? What mansion? What did you do? And he goes, what are you talking about? I learned, and I davened, and I did mitzvot. He says, yeah. But that's because you were born into a frum family, sitting next to a base medrash, where you were put your whole life. You didn't work for anything. I put you in this world because I needed you to accomplish this, this, and this. I gave you struggles in life, and you ran away to the base medrash. You didn't overcome any of your midot. You didn't teach anything, and perhaps, not I'm saying everybody in base medrash should teach. Maybe this guy he was supposed to teach. You were supposed to teach. You were supposed to, you had that brilliant mind, and you didn't even really apply it, so you just sat in a bunch of shirim and felt good about yourself that you were sitting back and learning. I give you a brilliant mind. You were supposed to become tremendous in business and support Torah institutions. You were supposed to have a tremendous family and produce somebody. Who knows what the thing is? You didn't accomplish. You took the easy way. You knew where the challenge was in life. And you didn't... You were not somebody who was meant to live in the Beis Medrash. You were somebody who escaped to the Beis Medrash. You think I was going to... You think I was going to congratulate you for that? It's wild. That's what he's saying here. That a person can go up to Shemayim after 120. And he could say, and he said, I did Torah, I did this with my life. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu say, but what did you accomplish? There are people who were born to be in Kolel. And they have a deep responsibility to be learning every second of their life. And there are people who run to Kolel to escape living their life. And there are people who are meant to be in Kolel, who run to become top businessmen to escape a life of Torah. The goal isn't, that's the point. No one of us has the same destiny. And if I'm jealous of somebody else's destiny, I can miss out on my whole point in this world. Maybe I was meant to sit and learn. Maybe I was meant to teach. Maybe I was meant to make a lot of money and to support the poor and to support Torah institutions. Maybe I was meant to heal. Maybe I was meant to defend. Maybe I was meant to help people who have psychological problems. Maybe I was meant to develop vaccines. Can you imagine if the guy who was supposed to find the vaccine for Corona was sitting in Kolo? Think about that for a second. Think about what you have to answer for after 120. Think about that. Think about it. And think if the person who was meant to write the Sefer that would have changed your life was busy out there making his millions. It goes both ways. We're here to accomplish. Lech lecha. Don't live anybody else's life. Don't live anybody else's life. The first words to the first Jew, the first words to us, the Jew, for every Jew for all time. Go to you. Not the modern day sense of find your own truth. We can get through the sheker of that another time. Find your own truth. Eizeh shtiyot sheba'olam, the sheker of the secular world. Find your own truth. There is only one truth. It means work hard to find out what your truth really is that God gave you. Not what you want your truth to be. Not what you wish your truth is. Not what you wish you were. Don't deny yourself. You're denying God. How did God make me and what does He want me to accomplish? That I have to find out. That I have to figure out. That I have to accomplish. That's required of me. That's required of me. Yeah?
How would one know if they're running in the wrong path?
A lot of introspection. A lot of thoughtfulness. A lot of talking to mentors. A lot of... Not always peers. I find that peers are not usually the best people to talk to. Speaking to Rebbeim, speaking to mentors, speaking to Rakazot, Madrichot, teachers, meaning speaking to all in all of those ways. And through a lot of introspection.
Because the guy in Kolel probably doesn't think they're doing the wrong thing. And same with the guy making millions for his family.
I think he has convinced himself he's doing the right thing, even though deep down he knows he's not supposed to be in Kolel.
So you think deep down you know what we're meant to be doing and...
What you need to do is try as hard as you can to go towards that right thing. I can tell you many, many junctures in my life, I have done the deep, deep internal work to figure out who I am and where I'm supposed to go and run at it full steam ahead. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gone, that's really cute, I appreciate that, and then nudged me in the right direction. I mean, like, I was close, but I was off. Our goal is to do the best we can. At least that's what I felt in my life multiple times. I have run head first in slightly the wrong direction. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally just, I've watched him give me a shove. And look back and go, oh, that's what I was supposed to do. I get it now. Got it. Still going full steam ahead. Thank you for pushing me in the right direction. Also, I can ask from us. But you have to want it. You have to fight for it. Even if it's not what you think you want. Vizehu davar Hashem el Avraham. And she just left. And this is what Hashem said to Abraham. This is the answer to the question.
Which question?
Well, I don't know, but my point is he's now going to answer the questions. Vizehu davar Hashem al Abraham. And this is what Hashem was saying to Abraham. Shenichlal baze gam hora'a lechlal Yisrael zaro shel Abraham. This is the guidance that he's giving to Klal Yisrael, for the children of Abraham for all time. Lech lecha, go to you, perush lahagia el tikun ha'neshama shayach elecha. Go to the tikun of your neshama. that you need to do, and to the destiny that's set out for you. It's upon you to leave your land behind, your birthplace behind, your parents' house behind. Meaning all of the things that you were born with, but I'm limited by this, and I'm limited by that, and I'm limited by this. I'm limited by the country that I was born in, and I'm limited by the birthplace that I was born in, and I'm limited by the family that I was born to. The answer is get over it. That's not an excuse. If you know what your goal is, if you know what your destiny is, you leave it behind and you go. And you go. You need to go to your destiny. You can't claim any of those things as excuses. If I know where I'm meant to go, those things are no longer excuses. They're challenges to overcome. Because all of my natural inclinations, all of the things that are built into me, into my psyche, into my personality, they all come from these three places. There are certain things that come from the land that I grew up in, from the country that I grew up in. Every place has the negativities of its place, like murder. Hopefully you don't come from a murderous place. Or like theft. Again, we come from the secular Western world. There's plenty of negativity in the secular Western world. This day and age, the anger, the division, the violence, the verbal violence, the bullying, the mentality that we come from, the part of us that has a negative side of the American persona. Also the British persona. You don't get off scot-free, right? Wherever you come from, wherever we come from, the place that we come from, the eretz that we come from, it builds into us a way of thinking. And to ask, in what ways do I view the world as an American? In what ways do I view the world as a Brit? In what ways do I view the world based on where I come from? That's anti-Torah. And I'm not claiming that every way you view the world through that lens is anti-Torah. But to ask yourself the question, if something seems obvious to me and it didn't come from Torah, why is it obvious to me? Who told that to me? Where did it come from? And is it true? And the answer could be yes. But I have to ask myself those questions. I do this because everybody around me does this. I think this way because everybody around me thinks this way. Is that correct? I grew up living in New York. Obviously, liberals are correct. I grew up in New York. Over time, I've learned neither liberals nor conservatives are correct. But that came through a lot of self-reflection and introspection. And there are a lot of things that I assumed because of that. Because that's how I grew up. That was the mentality that I grew up in. That was the mentality of the school and of New York, of Manhattan. That was the mentality. That's already Moladetcha. But there are certain ways we think that are built in by where we grow up. And to ask myself, again, they're not necessarily bad. They're not necessarily wrong. But are they right? Have I gone through the reflective process of knowing where my worldview comes from and if it's a genuinely godly worldview or not? It's a very deep question. It's a very deep question. Again, that's where all of America has a certain way of being. There are those which are relevant to just my birthplace, like we talked about, specifically as a New Yorker, right? I mean, that's basically every negative character trait, like we're all aware of that, right? As a New Yorker, right? There's what parts of me are come from me, the fact that I'm a New Yorker davka. And there's also the way that my family thinks. I think certain ways because I had certain parents and certain siblings and there were certain mentalities in my household and certain philosophies in my household and certain responsibilities in my household. Again, and we're not saying to Lo Alinu, say anything bad to your parents ever, but to ask yourself, is that, just because I grew up that way, is it correct? Just because I was told that's what I'm supposed to aspire to be, is that correct? Think of how many people in the world didn't accomplish what they were supposed to accomplish because they became who their parents wished they would become instead of who they needed to become. That's a very deep thing to think about. Not in a way, chas v'shalom, to not have kibud avim. Not in a way that contradicts kibud avim. But I need to go through the process, even though I come to the same conclusion. Is this who I am? Is this who I'm actually meant to be? Kal v'chomer by an Avraham, whose father was Terach, an idolater, lived a certain time, at least in Or Kasdim, where there was Nimrod. And meaning Kilu, he looked at that whole thing and he said, no, this is Sheker. And he walked away from it. He didn't walk away from it. He walked to himself. He walked to himself. Lech lecha. That's lech lecha. V'yesh novem b'tavicha, as we just said, it comes from your own household. Shelfi ha'it na'agut b'kedusha shel ha'orim nimshach k'mokhen al b'neihem. Tov. V'al zeh ne'emar lech lecha, that means go to you. La'agia l'tikun l'tachlit shelcha, go to your endpoint, go to your goal, accomplish what you need to accomplish. Alecha latzeit mikol ha'tchunot ha'ra'ot shel artzecha. You have to leave all of the negativity of your land behind, and your birthplace behind, and your parents' household behind. Artzecha m'latzecha b'tavicha, asher kol then if you do that, if you leave it behind, then you will get to your destination. You will get to the land that I will show you, says Hashem. You will get to your ultimate destination. You will get to your goal. That's the promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tikkun agamor shel nishmatcha, to get to the tikkun of your neshama. Shu yudcha ba'olam. Ve'al pizeh. Daniel. Now he can understand what Rabbi Levi said in the Medrash at the beginning of Shir. An hour and 5 minutes ago. Ashamnu bagadnu. Gazalnu, I'm stealing your time. V'al pizeh. Navole be'or ma'amar Rabbi Levi. Now we can understand Rabbi Levi. Eini yodea ezo chaviva. Which one was more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Lech lecha me'artzecha? Olech lecha el aretz moria. Was this the lecha or Akedat Yitzchak? Which one was more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hainu shim bet minei nisot. They're two totally different types of tests. Ha'omdim mechaye adam, by a person in their life. Yesh et ha'milchama ha'tmidit b'vchinat lech lecha me'artzecha. Lech lecha me'artzecha is the lifelong challenge. If I'm still living, if my heart is still beating, if I'm still breathing, then I haven't arrived at my destination yet. And there is a lifelong test that every step of my life, I must be working to get one step closer to my destination, to my ultimate goal. I have to be. If I'm still here, if I'm still alive, it's a lifelong fight every second of every day to fight to get one step closer to my goal. To get out of my psychological hang-ups, to get out of my intellectual hang-ups, to get out of all the things that I was, my challenges and the things that I was born with. That is every moment of my life I'm fighting that fight. Every step I take, there's that nisayon in front of me. Every step I take is one step closer to my goal, or is my yitzhar hara taking me one step back away from my goal? Every step of every second of every day of my life. To overcome the negative capacities that I have. V'tavotav, and my desires. V'tadir tzarich la'amod imahem b'kishrei milchama. I need to fight them always. It's a constant battle. And on the flip side, v'yishno nisayon kimo akeda. Then there are the tests like the akeda. Shomnam kashe harbe yoter. Nobody's arguing. Of course it's a harder test. Of course it's a more intense test. Achu nisayon chad pa'ami. But it's a test only in that moment. The tests of the moment are always going to be sharper, are always going to be more challenging. Nobody could survive living in Akedas Yitzchak their whole life. But yes, Avraham was expected to overcome Akedas Yitzchak in that moment. There's the continuous test. Which is greater, says Rabbi Levi? Overcoming the test of life, of everyday life, of fighting every day to become what I need to become? Or within that fight, when I have those intense moments of overcoming a specific, unique challenge. Which one's more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The lifelong test or the intensity of the momentary test? Ukinyan b'chav alav Yitzhar, like the moments in our life where our Yitzhar just overcomes us and we fight back our Yitzhar, it's attacking us just viciously in that moment. What's more beloved? The lifelong fight? I don't know what that means, and I can't figure it out right now because we're over time. Shinanim elu shetadir tzarich lilachim mahem b'chinat negdehu. That those things we're fighting all the time that are coming against us. O b'chinat anisayot k'nisayon akeda. Are we talking about the akeda? Shomnam haynu heinam be'ofen chad pa'ami achashim arbe yoter. They're only once in a lifetime, but they're so much harder. She'az tzarich limsor atzmo legamrei. We have to give yourself over completely. Li'isha'ir shum shiur le'atzmo. Bifkinat lecha ani v'chol asher li, where you give yourself totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm yours. Everything I am is yours. And I can't say Avraham Avinu gave himself completely over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Completely over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, think about the two types of corona, right? When it first started, I can make it through the 6 weeks till it passes and it becomes warm. Remember those good old days, right? When we thought it would, remember the intensity of that test? And think about the different way you relate to it now, the day in and day out challenges of corona. Even within corona itself, that we relate to it differently based on how we view the test. Which is more beloved? When we fought to be on Zoom last year, or when we're surviving day to day in Shana Bet? That's Rabbi Levi's question. It's a very deep question. It's a very deep question. The answer may not ultimately matter, meaning the answers you have to exceed in both. But that there's two totally different types of tests that bring us to totally different types of destinations in our lives. She'ein davar kashe yoter minisayon kazeh. Ach hamishutaf lechol minisayot shehim bahem bichinat lecha. But what unites them? It doesn't matter. Like I said, it doesn't matter. What are they both? Lech lecha. Dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces both with Lech Lecha, because both types of tests are to bring you to your goal, and you need both types of tests to arrive at your ultimate destination. That's why both of them are couched within Lech Lecha. Shemesavev hasibot sivavam elav shal yadam yagiel tikun nishmatov yudo ba'olamo. That both of them are meant to bring a person to their ultimate goal in this world. The next paragraph does talk about Halicha, but we have to stop now because it's not fair to you. But the idea here is, again, so much here to unpack. Again, this is a much longer shiur than I thought we were going to have. To recognize, every Jew is being told, Lech Lecha, go to yourself. Go to yourself, become who you were meant to become. And every moment of a fight is to get there. Every moment of life is a fight to get there. But, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu made me and I'm unique, and he gave me that test specifically to me, what that means is, I can overcome it. If I fight, I will overcome it. That will bring me to my ultimate destination. And therefore, every part of that fight was ultimately for my good. B'Shvat Hashem, we should have the clarity, as you brought up, the clarity to know what those tests are and where they're meant to bring us, for them to bring us to our ultimate destination, to jointly bring that tikkun to the world, and to enjoy that l'netzach nitzachim.